平成30年度開成高等学校入学試験英語聞き取り問題を始めます。
Part A. Listen to Andy and Betty talking in a guitar shop and then answer the questions.
Why are we here? This shop is really expensive.
They are having a sale today. Everything under that sale sign is really cheap.
Okay. You love heavy metal music, so you are getting an electric guitar, right?
Actually, my dad says I can't get an electric guitar. He wants me to get a classical guitar.
Classical? Yuck! You don't like classical music?
Yeah, and neither does he.
Then why does he want you to buy a classical guitar?
He says electric guitars are too heavy.
So?
I might hurt my back.
Well, how about an acoustic guitar?Lots of heavy metal guitarists play acoustic guitars on some songs.
That's true.
And they aren't too heavy.
But I really want an electric guitar.
Hey, look at that electric guitar on the right.
The body is really small.
I don't think it's very heavy.
I'll buy it.
繰り返します。
Why are we here? This shop is really expensive.
They are having a sale today. Everything under that sale sign is really cheap.
Okay. You love heavy metal music, so you are getting an electric guitar, right?
Actually, my dad says I can't get an electric guitar. He wants me to get a classical guitar.
Classical? Yuck! You don't like classical music?
Yeah.And neither does he.
Then why does he want you to buy a classical guitar?
He says electric guitars are too heavy.
So?
I might hurt my back.
Well, how about an acoustic guitar? Lots of heavy metal guitarists play acoustic guitars on some songs.
That's true.
And they aren't too heavy.
But I really want an electric guitar.
Hey!Look at that electric guitar on the right.
The body is really small.
I don't think it's very heavy.
I'll buy it.
。Part B. Listen to the speaker and then answer the questions.
Have you ever heard of a white elephant? A white elephant is something very expensive that is hard to use or take care of and is difficult to throw away. The story of the white elephant comes from Thailand. The night before the king was born, the king's mother had a dream. A white elephant gave her a flower. White elephants then became important. Later,The king gave a white elephant to people he liked with some money to take care of it. However, if he did not like a person, he would only give them a white elephant. White elephants were special, so the owner could not make them work and needed a lot of money to take care of one. Soon the owner had no more money. Let me give you a modern example, the Ruski Bridge in Russia.This is the world's longest cable bridge. It was built in 2012 for an important meeting called the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, a two-day conference held on an island. The bridge was built at a cost of $1.1 billion, and up to 50,000 cars can use it every day. But the island only has a population of 5,000,And the bridge will have to be painted often. This makes it a true white elephant.
繰り返します。
Have you ever heard of a white elephant? A white elephant is something very expensive that is hard to use or take care of and is difficult to throw away. The story of the white elephant comes from Thailand. The night before the king was born, the king's mother had a dream. A white elephant gave her a flower. White elephants then became important. Later, the king gave a white elephant to people he liked with some money to take care of it. However, if he did not like a person, he would only give them a white elephant. White elephants were special, so the owner could not make them work and needed a lot of money to take care of one. Soon, the owner had no more money. Let me give you a modern example, the Ruski Bridge in Russia. This is the world's longest cable bridge. It was built in 2012 for an important meeting called the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, a two-day conference held on an island. The bridge was built at a cost of $1.1 billion, and up to 50,000 cars can use it every day. But the island only has a population of 5,000, and the bridge will have to be painted often. This makes it a true white elephant. Part C. Listen to the student talk with his teacher, Ms. Fujita, about the classroom cleaning schedule. For numbers 1, 2, and 3 on the changed schedule, write the correct names.
Hi, Ms. Fujita. I just made up this week's classroom cleaning schedule. Could you check it for me?
Sure. Let's see. On Monday, it is Kevin's job to clean. Then on Tuesday, it's Brad's turn. Oh, yeah, Brad will be away on that day. Doug said that he would clean instead of him.
Okay, let me just change that. So I will cancel Doug cleaning on Wednesday and then move him to Tuesday.
Good. Now, Sharon was going to clean last Saturday, but it was a holiday, so she can clean on the day that you originally had Doug cleaning.
Sorry, how do you spell Sharon?
S-H-A-R-O-N. Next, on Thursday is Susan, followed by Josh on Friday, and Aaron on Saturday.
Is this okay then?
Just one more thing. You have to change the spelling here. A-A-R-O-N is how you spell this name for boys. E-R-I-N is how you spell it for girls.
Whoops. I'll make those changes and put this schedule up on the wall. Hi, Ms. Fujita. I just made up this week's classroom cleaning schedule. Could you check it for me?
Sure. Let's see. On Monday, it is Kevin's job to clean. Then on Tuesday, it's Brad's turn. Oh, yeah. Brad will be away on that day. Doug said that he would clean instead of him.
Okay, let me just change that. So I will cancel Doug cleaning on Wednesday and then move him to Tuesday.
Good. Now, Sharon was going to clean last Saturday, but it was a holiday, so she can clean on the day that you originally had Doug cleaning.
Sorry, how do you spell Sharon?
S-H-A-R-O-N. Next, on Thursday is Susan, followed by Josh on Friday, and Aaron on Saturday.
Is this okay then?
Just one more thing. You have to change the spelling here. A-A-R-O-N is how you spell this name for boys. E-R-I-N is how you spell it for girls.
Whoops. I'll make those changes and put this schedule up on the wall.
Part D. Listen to the story and then answer the questions.
Once upon a time, there was a smart young man named Gonzo. Not only was he smart, but he was also very kind. One day, Gonzo was walking in the forest looking for something to eat. The forest had a lot of good nuts and berries, but Gonzo wanted something else. He wanted an apple. He remembered there was a really good apple tree near the river, so he walked there as quickly as he could. When he got there, he saw there were many red apples, but they were high up at the top of the tree. He decided to climb up the tree and look for the best apple. He found a perfect apple and couldn't wait to eat it. So he stayed up in the tree and ate it there. While he was eating, he saw a wolf chasing a rabbit. The wolf was about to catch the rabbit, so the kind young man grabbed another apple and threw it at the wolf. He hit the wolf right on the nose. The wolf stopped at once, and the rabbit jumped into a hole. The rabbit was safe. But then the wolf looked up and saw Gonzo. The wolf sat down beside the tree and waited for his lunch to come down to him. Now, Gonzo had a problem. Wolves are dangerous. If he climbed down, the wolf would eat him. Gonzo didn't have a gun or a knife, but he did have a lot of apples. He threw an apple at the wolf, but the wolf jumped back. Gonzo couldn't hit the wolf. Then Gonzo had another idea. He threw a second apple at the wolf, and the wolf jumped back again. Gonzo threw a third apple, and the wolf jumped back again, right into the river. The wolf floated down the river quickly, while Gonzo climbed down from the tree and started walking home while eating another apple. Once upon a time, there was a smart young man named Gonzo. Not only was he smart, but he was also very kind. One day, Gonzo was walking in the forest looking for something to eat. The forest had a lot of good nuts and berries, but Gonzo wanted something else. He wanted an apple. He remembered there was a really good apple tree near the river, so he walked there as quickly as he could. When he got there, he saw there were many red apples, but they were high up at the top of the tree. He decided to climb up the tree and look for the best apple. He found a perfect apple and couldn't wait to eat it, so he stayed up in the tree and ate it there. While he was eating, he saw a wolf chasing a rabbit. The wolf was about to catch the rabbit, so the kind young man grabbed another apple and threw it at the wolf. He hit the wolf right on the nose. The wolf stopped at once, and the rabbit jumped into a hole. The rabbit was safe. But then the wolf looked up and saw Gonzo. The wolf sat down beside the tree and waited for his lunch to come down to him. Now, Gonzo had a problem. Wolves are dangerous. If he climbed down, the wolf would eat him. Gonzo didn't have a gun or a knife, but he did have a lot of apples. He threw an apple at the wolf, but the wolf jumped back. Gonzo couldn't hit the wolf. Then Gonzo had another idea. He threw a second apple at the wolf, and the wolf jumped back again. Gonzo threw a third apple, and the wolf jumped back again, right into the river. The wolf floated down the river quickly, while Gonzo climbed down from the tree and started walking home while eating another apple.
これで英語聞き取り問題を終わります。